This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
So there's only one real talking point in football at the moment. Cristiano Ronaldo says he wants to leave Real Madrid. He's made a, quote, irreversible decision after the decision to charge him with tax fraud. They're not linked in any way, of course. So yeah, there's a bit of a feeling that he's just throwing a bit of a tantrum and it's a ploy to get Real Madrid to pay his tax bill or stand up for him in some way. But let's, just for the sake of argument, take him at face value of what he said. Would this be a stupid decision and a stupid time to leave Real Madrid at the moment?
I can't think why anyone would want to leave Real Madrid at the moment. I mean, there's not an awful lot of places in the world that you can go. It's not like he needs one big last big paycheck or anything like that. And, you know, it's a team. It's the best team in the world at the moment, playing to and for him. Why would you want to go anywhere else? It's given him everything he wants, ego-wise, financially, and with the success they've had in the last couple of years. No reason whatsoever to go anywhere else.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree. I don't see why you would leave Real Madrid, particularly at the moment. I think every summer for the past 5 years, there's been this question of, could Ronaldo leave? Manchester United, from everything I've read, seem to have been on red alert for 5 years. And this is the first summer where they've not planned for it at all, and he's put them on red alert. So, you know, if he is staying at Real Madrid or if he's going to Manchester United, what do you envisage the third chapter of his career to be, Stefan? I mean, the first chapter was United, second chapter Real Madrid. What's the next bit, given he's 32, he's got a little while still to go?
Yeah, it's actually quite hard to envision this with Ronaldo, because with former greats of the game, there's always this kind of period where they're beginning to wind down, and maybe they become a bit more humble. You know, Pele went to America, you know, Maradona went all over the place, and there's all sorts of different players, like Henri, for example, went to the US as well after. Henrik Larsson went to Barcelona. but with Ronaldo, because of his personality, he seems to be so exceptionally driven. Now, sure, as an athlete, a lot of that's genetics, but you can tell there's obviously this mental aptitude that's not normal in him, which I think has not only like his actual ability and the stats he's put together as an athlete, but that mental aptitude to, from the very young age, to be the absolute best that's driven him, stands out, in my opinion, to most footballers. So when most footballers will be like, right, I'm getting a bit slower, I don't really have the same hunger anymore, I'll go to China, the MLS, or maybe like you said, maybe Manchester United. I still can't really see Ronaldo doing that. He still strikes me as the same guy who won't accept second best, he won't accept any compromises, and that's why I find it so hard, even if we, like you said, we'll accept the caveat for a minute that this isn't just a ploy for him to pay certain bills. I still can't imagine him going to Man United, which aren't challenging for everything, or going to America or going to China or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, from the Manchester United point of view as well, I've seen people argue that Manchester United shouldn't rip up their transfer plans. When Mourinho goes into a summer and he seems to have a plan on who he wants, he didn't get Griezmann, but he still seems to have a backup plan with Morata, and Lindelof is signed, and Perisic is another player that he seems like he's going to get. Would Ronaldo be worth ripping that all up for just this one player who's likely going to cost 150 million euros and probably David De Gea as well? Is it worth it for Manchester United from the other perspective as well?
I don't think players like that become available very often, and when they do, it's worth ripping everything up for them. I mean, if he's genuinely available and he genuinely does want to move, there are only a few places in the world, realistically, that at this stage of his career he would go. I think if there's any chance to sign a player like that, even if you're only going to get the very best of them for 2-3 years, you probably will, then I think you do change everything. You can build a team around him very, very quickly.
I think I would compare it to the Robin van Persie signing. Now, the market has inflated ridiculously in the space of, what, that was only like, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And at the time, van Persie cost 26 million, I think, for a guy who was, his next birthday was his 30th birthday. And that was seen as a ridiculous price at the time. He was in the last year of his contract to Arsenal. And I don't think you would say pragmatically he was worth that, but nobody at Old Trafford begrudges the money that they paid for van Persie, because even though they only got one good season out of him, he won them the title in Fergie's last season. And in the same way, you know, 150 million euros for Ronaldo is probably going to take up all of their summer expenditure. But if they can get him, he's that player to get Manchester United back to being the Manchester United of old again.
See, well, surprisingly, I disagree entirely. In regards,
what, you disagree with this? Shock horror.
I can't think of a player who's more unlikely to fit into Mourinho's system. If I'm honest with you, that, like Tom correctly said earlier on, that Real Madrid team is custom built for Ronaldo. They make sure.
Do you mean the Ronaldo of now? Because consider he has fitted into Mourinho's system. I mean, you mean the player he is now?
Yeah, the player we saw last season. That Real Madrid team is literally built to make sure Ronaldo doesn't have to track back. Now, sure, you can maybe stick him up front in that Man United team and he'd still score all sorts of goals, but it's hard to not state just how important it is at this stage in Man United right now, where Mourinho's finally beginning to build an actual squad, which would perhaps be the first functional team since Sir Alex Ferguson left, and then you want to scrabble it all up again by throwing Ronaldo in the middle of it.
I don't think it changes things that much, though. When Man United's problems have been much more strategic and particularly in the centre of the park. But I think if a player like that comes up, then you've kind of got to take the gamble on him. And I think that he's the sort of... There aren't that many prestige signings left anywhere where you can sign a player. And, you know, they went out and signed Paul Pogba last season. And one of the reasons that they did that was... probably wouldn't admit themselves, but there's a you know, we're still Man United, we can still go and break a world record, or, you know, as close to. And if a player like that comes up, letting him go to like a PSG, or, you know, there's not that many other places, that, you know, there's a couple of teams in England that would get him. If he's going to leave, then it's a real kick in the teeth to Manchester United if they don't try and sign
I think that's the biggest worry for specifically Ed Woodward, who's obsessed with this idea of signing Ronaldo, is what if he is actually being genuine this time and then he goes to PSG and Manchester United miss out? And that's the big worry for Manchester United. I actually think, in terms of what Man United need this season, primarily they need a goal scorer. That's what they need. Zlatan did a decent job last season, I've said in previous episodes of this. I think he should have done a lot better. I think the biggest impact he had was on the character of the team. That's maybe something Ronaldo would pick up as well. They've lost Zlatan, who's a born winner. Ronaldo would come into that dressing room and be the winner.
Is Ronaldo the kind of guy who galvanises his teammates?
Well, maybe
or
not.
Is he a diva?
That's a fair point.
I mean, that's
the
other thing.
The truth's probably somewhere in between, but yeah, fair point.
Sorry to just totally cut you off there, but this is the kind of hypocrisy of Man United right now. You've got Woodward on one side who must be waking up or going to bed every night dreaming of signing Ronaldo, and you've probably got Mourinho thinking... He doesn't fit into my... I know you might fit in to a certain degree, but in terms of personality or tactics, I struggle to understand.
I think if you break it down as fundamentally as it goes, I think Manchester United need a goal scorer, and Ronaldo is the greatest goal scorer in the game at the moment, arguably the greatest goal scorer of all time, and he's a number nine now. He might wear the number seven. He was a winger, a streaky winger at Manchester United. He was an inverted winger, if you want to get technical, at Real Madrid. Now he's a number nine, and Manchester United are looking for a number nine this season. We're talking as if Man United are the only destination. We mentioned PSG there, and we touched on China. Would he go to China? I mean, this is the point, and you look at, in terms of marketing, Ronaldo is... The last player who had the marketing power of Ronaldo was probably David Beckham, and David Beckham went to America and took it on as a challenge to... further the game of soccer in America on his own shoulders. Would Ronaldo do the same thing with China, given where their league is at the moment?
Would he? Probably. Will he yet? I doubt it. I think, could I see that happening in... I mean, Ronaldo, you know, avoiding any but major injuries, could comfortably play at a very, very high level for 4, 5, 6 years yet, very, very comfortably. If he goes to China, or if he goes and plays MLS... at some point in the next 3-4 years, he'll still have a very good career there, and he'll still be a huge draw. It wouldn't surprise me hugely if he's still one of the best ex players in the world. At this stage in his career, I think he's just won back-to-back Champions League titles. He is probably, well, certainly for me, been the best player in the world in the last 12 months. I think it would be unprecedented, you know, completely a different level from Beckham's decision if he was to leave the elite of Europe at this stage.
Tom, you mentioned there that he's been the best player in the world the last 12 months. That's interesting. I had a debate with some people on Twitter last night. I said that the past season has probably been Ronaldo's best season. I had people telling me that the past season was arguably his worst season at Real Madrid. Which is it?
I think Ronaldo always kind of brings that kind of attention, doesn't it? He splits opinion simply because people don't like him, rather than the stats are there for all to see. They're undisputed, but there's, for example, I think you could make a case that he does play in a team that does work its socks off for him, which is fine. You know, some of the best players in the world, Puskas, you know, never left the box, and he had a team that made him one of the best goal scorers ever. That's absolutely fine. I think there's a lot of admiration to be had for the way Ronaldo's slowly changing his game. Maybe he won't admit it because he's Ronaldo, but he is. He's getting slower. He's not doing the same.
He's definitely changed his game, yeah.
Yeah, but he's still super effective, and I think that's really intriguing is to watch players like that, because some players are one-trick ponies, and there's been a million wingers who've been just as fast and just as tricky as Ronaldo, but maybe after 12 or 18 months, once they can't do that anymore, once someone figures out their game, they can't, you know, they're not as effective. So Ronaldo, there's praise to be had for the way that he's changed this season. But I think it comes down to personal opinion, whether you...
I think it's an illustration of just how good he has been, in that you look through every season and he gets to like 50 goals every season. So the difference between the best and the worst season is a matter of a few goals. So I actually think it's been his best season because he scored, 14 goals in 9 games at the end of the season. And those 9 games were against... But who was it against? Bayern Munich, yep. Atletico Madrid, and then the final, and also the La Liga run-in as well, and all the pressure that brings as well. In terms of the valuation being put on his head, the Telegraph reported that Real Madrid won 150 million for him. That's where I'm getting that figure. It seems stupid to ask if anyone's worth 150 million, but taking everything into account and that Pogba went for 89 million and everything like that, is that a fair price on his head? I mean, considering he is 32 years old.
I mean, in the current market and with the sorts of teams who could afford to pay that, you know, there are conceivably teams halfway down the Premier League who could afford an 100 million pound transfer. You know, they will make that in
Huddersfield Town, well, signing Aaron Moy and then Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's slightly more ambitious, but you know.
Everton can finally find that Lukaku replacement.
Well, you know, it is the strange situation that we have, that there are probably only a handful of clubs, you know, two or three outside of the Premier League that could afford to pay that. But because there are seven or eight probably in the Premier League that could afford to do that, not that he'd necessarily be an attractive proposition for him, it does mean that the prestige that goes with him and the marketing that goes with him, yep, and the fact that you're guaranteed something. You're guaranteed a...
Well, depends who gets the player rights, you know, which is a bit murky at the moment.
Let's leave that one. Not feeling litigious tonight. I think that in the current climate, you're buying the best player in the world, and people are spending 35, 40 million pounds on potential, which may or may not come about in the next couple of years. You're going to get 2 years of arguably the best player in the world. So in the current climate, it's crazy money, but yeah, he's worth it.
I think there's an argument to be made that you might even get more than 2 years, because for how many years? For about 3 years now, we've expected this off a cliff decline from Cristiano Ronaldo. And while he has declined in a sense physically, he's still stupendously effective. So if he can continue, you know, you wouldn't bet against him continuing to find ways for another, you know, 5 years or something. If you look at how Zlatan is, what's he, 35, going on 36, he's still considered one of the best. So, I think 150 million sounds ridiculous to say is worth that kind of money, but taking everything into account might actually be a fair price. I expected Real Madrid to come out and say a billion or something, you know, I expected it to be.
Yeah, I mean, far be it for me to try and apply some sort of sense to the transfer market, but, you know, just for example, Pogba, you mentioned, went for what, 89 million? Yeah. Someone like Diego Costa is probably going to charge, what, 60, 70 million? Mm. I think Ronaldo, even at this age, is still twice the player Diego Costa is, so it makes sense that he's worth twice the value. I think he's arguably twice the player Pogba is right now, or the Pogba that Man United signed last season. He can win a team a championship. Well, I don't think these players are at that level, so 150 million makes perfect sense to me.
Finally, last question after... talking for about 50 minutes on where Ronaldo's going next. We're all in agreement that he's staying at Real Madrid, right? So this whole exercise was completely pointless.
Yes, you've made it through the show to this point. We just want to make it perfectly clear that it was entirely pointless.
Big pay rise until the next season.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.